Welcome, everyone, and thanks for being with me this next hour. You're listening to Everyday Astrology with C.A. Brooks on Transcendental Tuesdays here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way that we listen to and that we experience the world. And this is January 30th, 2024. And before we get started, I want to make another announcement about those predictions that many of my colleagues made for 2024. There was a four-hour show on the 15th of January on 1-2 Radio where there were, I can't remember now how many there were. I think there might have been 10, maybe even more. Now I'm sorry, I can't remember exactly how many people participated in that. But in any case, if you missed it and you want to hear it, you can go to 12radio.com, click on that on-demand tab, then click on hosts, and then find Jay Varvel. And then look under Jay Varvel, and you'll see January 15th, 2024, the prediction show. And like I said, it is 4 hours. So if you're looking for a particular person or you say, oh, I listened to that one, then just jump ahead, just skip ahead, you know, like you do with a song or something like that. Because it's a fun thing to listen to. And I know that many of you, you really like that. And you can even come back, you know, in a couple of months and say, hey, I want to remember what Mo said or Anita or Jay. I want to remember what they said. So go ahead and just go find that if that's something that intrigues you. All right? I want to make sure that we get a lot of play on that because those people, they put in so much effort and it is really fun to listen to. And, you know, even after the fact, like I know sometimes I go back and listen, you know, towards the end of the year, even in the next year and go, wow, that was really spot on for that person. So, you know, that's up to you. But anyway, I wanted to let you know that it's there. Okay, another announcement, meet me in the chat room over on Facebook. We have a private group that we use during our radio shows, and I will admit I'm not on Facebook except during the radio show, but I am here, and sometimes I don't navigate so well, but I'm really working on it. I wish, you know, Facebook would quit changing because then I have to keep up with all the new stuff. But in any case, come on over. I see Renee is there. Hey, welcome, Renee. Thanks for coming. But one of the reasons I am inviting you into the chat room today, it's because we're going to go over something that I will admit, you know, part of me says, I'm not sure you should do this on radio. Maybe you should save it for a 1-2 Academy class just because it may be a little bit harder to explain just on radio when somebody doesn't have a handout or have it right in front of them. But on the other hand, you guys, it's not that complicated. We're going to be talking, we're going back to something we were talking about last week. And then, by the way, at the end of the show, or at least in the second half, we will be talking about this week and about Mercury moving into Aquarius. But first, I wanted to go back to this process of how we combine tarot and astrology and numerology, specifically to get what I would consider some touchstones for ourselves. You know how, like, for instance, at least I do this, and depending on what your belief is or your classification systems, you know, sometimes when I feel really ungrounded or I just kind of need to, you know, I feel like in this world we've got so many messages telling us who to be, what to be. And in fact, I was kind of laughing about this too, because I work on a PC. I work on a, you know, a big computer on my desk, two screens, whole bit. But in any case, in my operating system, messages will just constantly, you know, be there at the bottom of the screen about, hey, this is a newsflash, this is a newsflash. And of course, nothing is new about it, for sure. But the one thing I've noticed, depending on what you click on, of course, they'll give you more of those kind of stories. And so I've clicked on a few that have to do with decorating or, you know, how to clutter clear your home or whatever. But what I've noticed so often is, and I mentioned this last week too, somehow the tone of some of these things has changed. So I looked at one the other day and it was about paint colors. And it was like, never, ever, ever have this paint color in your house. And I just thought it was interesting because it wasn't saying, hey, the new up-and-coming colors are this, or, you know, if you want to create a peaceful room, use this, or whatever. It was very, very, I'd say, domineering and almost manipulative. Like, if you have this in your house, and you know, some of the other articles I've noticed same tone. If you have this in your house, or if you're still using this or still doing this, then you've got to stop it right away. And I was like, really? I mean, and you know, it's a good thing we're in the season of Aquarius, because I'm like, I'm such a rebel when it comes to that. I'm like, really? You're going to tell me what I can and cannot have in my house? And you're going to tell me like what an outcast I am if I have it? But it's the tone of the articles that I have really noticed has changed from just being suggestions to being, if you do not conform, then you're out of it. You know, almost a judgment about it. So I'm bringing this up because I think in life, you know, we're always conflicted or we're always barraged by messages like that. And, you know, it's kind of like whether we know we're doing it or not, sometimes we're kind of going, yeah, I'm wearing last year's shoes or last year's clothes, or, you know, somehow I'm not wearing my hair the right way. And I'm projecting an image that I don't want to project. But we need to always, in a sense, come back to who we really are. Now, of course, in truth, I believe we're spiritual beings having a physical experience. So on one hand, who cares what the physical part is? It's not the reality of us, but it's what we're doing. Right now we're playing a game. You know, and here again, if you are playing a Monopoly game and you're going around and you're collecting money and or you're going to jail or you're passing the go and collecting the $200, you're not going to all of a sudden just stop and say, well, I don't believe that. I don't believe you get $200 when you pass this point. It's almost like you're playing by the rules. You're having a good time and you're playing by the rules. Now, maybe you're cheating. I don't know. But if you're participating, so as long as we believe that we're bodies, as long as this is what we're doing, then in some ways we are playing the game, and we might as well have a good time while we're playing it. And so in that vein, that's why we do astrology. That's why we do tarot, or why we do any of these things, because, you know, they're almost like touchstones or something to hang our hat on. So if I'm kind of getting a little, you know, like feeling like I'm getting pushed around, I'm like this rock in the ocean or a fish in the ocean, and I'm just getting battered, I might want to come back to something like astrology and say, well, you know what? You're a sun sign Pisces. You're very sensitive. You're picking up on a lot of energy. So what can you do to change whatever the feeling is or what's going on for you? So going back to, what is my natural inclination? What are my natural assets? What am I good at and what am I not good at? What are some of my weaknesses? And I can accommodate for those. So there again, I don't have to scream and yell and say, okay, I'm not going to play this game. I can just say, you know what, I'm going to change the rules a little bit to make my experience of the game better. So once again, maybe I'll pull something out and I'll just read about sun sign Pisces. Or specifically, those of you who listen to me, you know, I love to go back to that moon phase. So that's what I often do, is I'll go and I'll really think about my moon, the emotional expression. And I just say, you know, that's it. This is my moon. I'm not going to apologize for it. I'm not going to be defensive. This is who I am. And I'm not going to let other people basically tell me what I can and cannot do. Now, obviously, there are rules in life, but you know what I'm talking about. Just like when we feel like we're not okay expressing ourselves the way that we do it. And so one of those touchstones that I use, besides going back to astrology, sometimes I go to numerology, but more often than not, I will go back to this system of saying, who am I in the tarot? Now, in the tarot, it is, I think, a very comprehensive system. And there are 22 major arcana or archetype cards, is what we call them. Now, I picture those 22 personalities as, you know, a circle, or a lot of times people more often than not call it the tree of life. But those are all styles or personality types. Well, if I resonate with one or more of those archetypes, and I just go, yep, that's it. I tend to be the emperor, or I tend to be the strength card, or I tend to be like, you know, the star card, or whatever it is. It can really be life affirming. It can kind of pull me away from some of this, I don't know who I am or what's going on, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So especially in January, especially at the beginning of the year, I like to go back to that. And the system of matching those tarot cards with numerology that I'm going to share with you, I learned from James Wanless, who is the developer of the Voyager Tarot, as well as a couple of other decks. And I love the way he particularly does this. Now, it doesn't make him totally unique, but I want you to know I learned the system from him, so you can say, hey, I wouldn't do it that way, or I don't agree with this, whatever. But I'm going to explain that to you today because, you know, if you know those life cards, if you know what pattern you're in terms of what he calls year cards, sometimes that can just be really incredibly helpful. Not to mention it's fun. I mean, it's just really fun, even when you meet people, to kind of go, you know, so it's not what's your sun sign. It's like, what's your tarot archetype? You know, what do you resonate to? And you can keep going back to it. And just like I said, it's very life affirming is what it is. So that's why I'm inviting you into the chat room, because if you have questions, I'm going to try to stay up with that. And by the way, hey, everybody that's joined us, thanks for being there. James and Kay. Hey, Kay, it's good to see you. And Quelly and Denise and Patricia and Leslie. Hey, guys, thank you for coming in today. And please post your comments. I am going to try to go back over there if you feel like what I'm saying isn't making sense. And by the way, you know that you can get me at 12listen.com. So also, if you want to have a quick session and say, hey, is this my life card, or will you figure my life card, I can quickly do that. Okay, so this is where we're going to start. You know, last week we started with, or we talked about how you can take the year 2024 and you can add the digits. This is numerology. So 2 + 2 + 4 = 8. So we know that the 8 year is what we're resonating to in 2024. But what we're doing today is making that a little more personal or individualized. So first we're going to talk about life cards. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you an example. And see, once again, all we're really doing is taking, you know, reducing your birth date to a single digit, and then we're going to say, of the 22 archetypes, then where do you fit into that? Now notice that in numerology we usually reduce things to single digits, but in this particular calculation, if you come up with anything 21 or under, then you can also go to the 21 card in the archetypes. You can go to the 16 card in the archetypes. So you can actually respond to or see if you resonate to those cards and then reduce it to a single digit. All right? So I'm going to give you an example because I think that will maybe make it a little more clear. And there again, put your comments in the chat room if you feel like, oh my God, you're going too fast or this doesn't make sense. I would also say I do this on paper. I always do this on paper. I don't do it in my head. I mean, sometimes I'll do something really quick, but I do it on paper, because that's the easiest way, I think, to do it. So I'm looking for people and I'm thinking, ooh, who can we do today? So I choose Martin Luther King Jr. And, you know, partially because he's got Mercury in Aquarius and that's what's on my brain today. And what I've been thinking about is all those people who have Mercury in Aquarius. So if we take Martin Luther King Jr., he was born on January 15th, 1929. Now, the way I do this, like I said, I use paper, and it's kind of a throwback to grade school, because I take January and say, okay, first month. So on the first line, I put 1. Then on the second line, I put plus, and then I put his birthday, 15. So when I add that up, 1 + 15 = 16. Then on a third line, I say plus 1929. So then I'm adding 16 + 1929, and that becomes 1945. Now, it's not 1945. We're not looking at that as a year. We're just looking at that as a total number. Now, notice, 1945 or 1945 is a far cry from a single digit, right? But then we take that 1945, and then we start reducing it. So we take the 1 + 9 =... I'm already getting kind of messed up. So we take the 1 + 9 = 10, + 4 = 14, + 5 = 19. So now we have a double digit number. Now notice 19 is less than 21. And there is a number 19 archetype in the tarot deck. So we can automatically say, oh, well, he resonates to the number 19, which is the Sun card. But now we can reduce that 19 further. So we go 1 plus 9 equals 10. Well, guess what? There's also a 10 card in the deck. So it's, oh, well, he resonates to the Sun, but he also resonates to the 10 card. And so that becomes the Wheel of Fortune. Or in some cards, it's just called the Fortune. And in some decks, it's called the Wheel. So then we reduce it even further. So 1 plus 0 equals 1. So if you were just saying, what's his numerology number? And I can't remember in numerology what they call it. It might be called a life card. Well, he's a 1. So he's the Magician. But notice, we actually have multiple layers there, because we could see him as the Sun, and we could find all kinds of correlations there. We can see him as the Wheel, maybe changing the fortune of the world. And we can see him as 1, as the Magician. So as a person, you know, he could have seen all of those as kind of helpful markers, or this is why I came, or this is part of my destiny, or this is part of my mission in life. I resonate to those three personality styles, or those three archetypes, if you choose. There again, this is all by choice. Is it helpful? Is it not? Astrology is helpful to some people, to other people it's not. Same thing with this. But see how we've matched those 22 archetypes with the, you know, with the numerology numbers. And we have done it in a way that it doesn't necessarily come down to a single, I mean, it will always come down to a single digit, but we've got some other information as we go along. Now, also, I want to reiterate, and I think I mentioned this, but if I didn't, there's 22 archetypes, but they're numbered from 0 to 21. Because the Fool is 0. And so sometimes people go, well, what do I do? You know, because you're never going to come up with 0 as the single digit. But if somebody comes up with a 22 to start with, I often say, well, you know what? I'm not sure I wouldn't use the Fool, the 0 card, as also the 22. Because it's the beginning and the end of the circle. Now, that's up to you whether or not you want to do that. But that tends to be what I would do. But remember, the person that comes up to the 22 is also 2 plus 2 equals 4, which is the Emperor. So they might want to say, I'm just not going to fool with that. I'm just going to be the Emperor. But I think there'd be a lot of reason to believe that they may resonate with the Fool card as being a person willing to take a risk, a person willing to go off on an adventure. So I also want to mention that the only combination mathematically that works out this way, that you would get three different archetypes or three different numbers, is when it starts out as 19. Because, like, for instance, take 18. Well, 1 and 8 becomes 9, which is the Hermit. So 18 is the Moon, but then 9 is the Hermit. But you don't end up with three numbers, you just end up with 2. So the only combination is if you add those up and you come out with 19. Okay, now hopefully I haven't lost you, and I'll go over into the chat room in a minute. I'm going to say a couple more things, and then I'll go over and make sure I haven't lost you. Now, some of you, though, especially if you've been doing numerology, you'll say, I don't want to add the numbers that way. I don't want to, you know, do it like a little mathematical problem in grade school. I just want to add it one by one by one by one. Now, you can certainly do that. You know, you can just start out 1 for January plus 1, you know, in his birthday plus 5. You know, you can do that. But if you add them singly in a string, you will come out with your first numbers 28. And notice 28 will reduce to 10, which will then reduce to 1. So it's not as if it's wrong. You'll always come out with the final single digit. You're not going to make a mistake that way. But you would have missed the 19 card. Now, and some people might say, I don't care. I just want 1 through 9. I just want those single digits. I don't care about those others. But to me, the richness is that we've got 21 different archetypes. And I think I would want to know if there's another archetype in there that could be useful to me. You know, think about it almost like a guide or a teacher. You know, I don't want to miss that. So There's nothing wrong with just adding them, singly right along, and you're just going one by one by one. Nothing wrong with that. But then you won't necessarily get some of those higher archetypes if you do it that way. And so that's what we call the life card. Your life card. So you see how you could have 1 to 3. There's multiple ways. And most people, when I've done it, most people have 2, is what I'd say when I use this method. And you use your birthday. Now, another example is Bruce Springsteen. And what's funny about this, I will share in a second. His birthday is September 23rd, 1949. So once again, you start with 9 because that resonates with the ninth month, September, plus 23 equals 32. Well, then when we add that to his birth year, 1949, guess what? We end up with a 19. Now, this is why it's funny, is because I wanted to make sure that I gave you the example of the 19 so that you would see what the possibilities are. But I said to myself, I don't want to struggle. I don't want to just do so many different combinations until I find a 19. So I'm just going to go ahead and choose, a couple of people that I think will be of interest, and we'll just do theirs. And then, believe it or not, I chose 2 people that come up to 19. So I'd also offer that to you as synchronicity. I said to myself, I want a 19, but I'm not willing to, do the math to find it. And here, just 2 of those people popped into my head that end up being 19. So I just think that's funny that it worked out that way. So as we continue, though, you can also associate or find another life card. Now, in this sense, you're doing it with your astrology sign. So, and I would suggest using your sun. So I'm going to go through this list. Hopefully I won't go too fast. You can always ask me in the chat room, or you can go back and listen to this, or you may already know. But all of the astrology signs are associated with one of the archetypes in the tarot. So if you are a sun sign Aries, then your other, not alternate, but your other life card is going to be the Emperor. That's the number 4 card because Aries is the Emperor in the tarot. Taurus is the number 5 card, which is the Hierophant. Gemini is the number 6, which is the Lovers. Cancer is the number 3, which is the Empress. Leo is number 19, which is the Sun. Virgo is number 9, which is the Hermit. Libra is the Justice card. Now, if you listened to last week's show, you'll know that in the tarot, some people, I mean, in some decks, the Justice is the 8 card, and in some decks, it's the 11 card. So, but in this case, we're not talking, about that distinction. So what I want you to know is Libra is the Justice card. So whatever its number, it's the Justice card. And here again with this, you're trying to match an astrological sign to the archetype. So don't worry about the number. Just know it's the Justice card. Scorpio is number 13, which is death. And speaking of death, as we come up with that, once again, I don't want to go off on the tarot today. There's so many people that do it well. Like Kat was talking about the tarot, and she was specifically talking about those archetypes this morning at the beginning of her show. And I thought, okay, there's synchronicity. That was great. But remember, death is about rebirth. It's about transformation. Just like all Scorpios, they tend to have a transforming effect on the world and on other people. They do things in big ways. So once again, don't get worried if one of your life cards or your year card even is the death card. It says you're going through transformation. It's a Pluto process. Sagittarius, moving on to them. The 14 is their card, which is temperance. Now, in some decks, I've seen that called art or alchemy. So, but it's the number 14 card, it's temperance usually. Capricorn is the devil. Now, there again, and a lot of people go, devil, but it's about being able to organize and structure your life in meaningful ways and not, being the victim of of dysfunction and habits in other people. So there again, when you explore these archetypes, don't get stuck on their names. You know, for those of you who don't study Tarot, you automatically go, well, I'm not the devil, or I'm not going to be that, you know, that sort of thing. Really, you need to really study it. It's a lot more than just the name. Aquarius, if you're a sun sign Aquarius, the star is a life card for you. Pisces, yours is the moon. So there again, you know, if you missed yours and you want to ask me in the chat room, I'll try to do that before the show is over. But you can also look these up. I mean, these are standard. You know, James Wanless didn't make this up. He taught the system of figuring out how to add the things together in a certain way. But this is all stuff that's pretty standard in terms of that. Now, before we leave this, though, I want to say you can also use this to say, hey, I process through. Every single one of us have these archetypes within us, or we have these experiences throughout our lifetime. So I say, hey, what is 2024 going to be for me? Well, you take your birthday again, and here again, you know, if we take, you know, one of these people, I think it was Bruce Springsteen when I looked at his. Well, if you take that number, if you take the birthday and then you add it to the year. So this time, don't add the birth year, add 2024. Well, then what you're going to come up with is a similar kind of thing. What kind of a pattern are you in this year? So now, does that make sense to everybody? I'm looking in the chat room and I don't see questions, but I will continue to do that so that you can figure it out. Because that year card, and yeah, like I said, with Bruce Springsteen, or, you know, if you have September 23rd, which becomes that 32, if you add that to 2024, it's 2056. That reduces to 13. Which is the death card, which once again is rebirth, transformation, recreating yourself. But then remember, it also reduces to the number 4. So there again, you have possibly 2 year cards for yourself. Now, if you said, okay, so, you know, with Bruce Springsteen, what happens in his life or anybody else's life, you know, whatever. Well, this is a year of transformation. This is a year of recreating themselves. And it's a year for structuring and taking control, maybe taking responsibility. You know, maybe there's been a place where you haven't taken responsibility, or you just want to structure your life different. That's the Emperor. So see, you can do it for your life and say, okay, I am this, or I resonate to this, and I really want to see how this operates in my life. And you can do it for the individual year. So take your birthday, add it to 2024, and you're going to come up with one of those archetypes or 2 of those archetypes that really resonates for you in this particular year. So to close it up, yes, people could have as many as 4 life cards. And they could, because if they come out to a 19, they've got 3 on the numerology side. And then they'd also have 1 on the astrology side. Now, of course, once again, if they're a Leo and they're already resonating to the Sun card, and the Sun card is also part of the numerology, then they'd still just have 3. Now, I've also had people that just literally have 1 card. The astrology and the numerology matches, which, you know, is interesting. To me, that would be concentration. It would be real focus. But, you know, in the cases that we've done, like Martin Luther King Jr., he's a sun sign Capricorn. So in addition to those ones that we said, the 19, the Sun card, the Wheel of Fortune, and the Magician, he's also the Devil. Then Bruce Springsteen is a Libra. So he's got that Justice card as his card that resonates with his sun sign. So he also has 4 cards. So anyway, I think it's interesting. I like to do it in January, but the truth is you can do it at any point. You know, you could even, if you wanted to really break it down, you could probably even do it in months and things like that. I do it, like I said, I usually do it in January. And then oftentimes throughout the year, I'll come back to it and go, yeah, how is this lesson being learned? Or how can I apply this kind of energy? You know, I know Kat was using the Chariot card as an example during her show. So, you know, if you think about, hey, how is this card applying to my life? You know, how is this working out? It's worth coming back and kind of reflecting on that kind of information. So leaving that aside, and like I said, if you have a question, you can post it in the chat room. I will try to, I'm going to do it right now. I'm just going to make sure I didn't miss any comments. Like I said, this is pretty simple math, actually, but sometimes if you're explaining it, you know, and you're a visual person like me, I'm a visual person. I have to see it. So, oh, and by the way, somebody, Kat says, first time listening, Kat Carner. Hey, welcome. Thanks for being here today. And Anne, I see you too, and Pamela. Everybody, thank you so much for coming in and, you know, making your comments. And let's see. Okay, so somebody's saying, okay, my birthday is 5/12/1954, Patricia, which adds up to 9, which is the hermit. But then this year is 9 also, and adding them is 9 again. So what would that mean? Okay, I'm not really following your question, but I'll tell you what, just saying what I do. I'm going to do it on paper. So you're saying that your birthday is 5/12/1954. So I'm just going to see this for myself. And then, yep, okay, so you are a 9 for a life card. And then you're saying that this year, I assume 5/12 plus 2024. Okay, now I'm coming up with a 7 there. Now maybe I could be wrong. Nope, I'm coming up with a 7 for your year card. But when you say, so what does that mean? You know, yes, it is very possible. I mean, at some point you're going to have a life card and a year card that is the same. But in this case, I don't think you do. I think you have a 7, which is the chariot for this year. And I think you have 9 as a life card. And the 9 as a life card is the hermit, which means to be somewhat introspective. Pull yourself away from the fray, away from the chaos, so that it would be the equivalent of getting out of town someplace away from the light so that you could see the stars. You know, maybe you want to see something special or a meteor show. Well, we pull ourselves away from the chaos. Now, if you are a 7 like I think you are this year, then the 7 in the chariot would also say, you know, reassess what's your direction. Before you get started, make sure you know where you're going. So to me, those would go together really, really well, Patricia. Just telling you that this is a year that it's important to focus your energy and know what the plan is. Get very, very clear on what it is you want to do before you start out on that process. And as Kat was saying on her show, the chariot is, you know, to me, the chariot is a victory card. It says, hey, you're going to get there. You're going to get to where you want to go, but only if you really have a plan. You know, you've got to take control of the situation in order to do that. So the chariot always becomes that idea of, are you a passenger or are you the driver? So I don't want to get too much more into that, but see, that's a way we can look at some of the associations of these to know what we're doing in a particular year. Okay? All right. And then Tara says she's a 13 year and a 4, which is great. That's the one we were talking about with Bruce Springsteen. Because, and I think it is, it's a year of saying, hey, I'm going to rebirth myself. There is one or two or more areas of my life where I really want to turn over a new leaf. I'm willing to walk away from something. And as the emperor, I am going to restructure my life this year. That's what I'm going to do. And somebody else, oh, Renee says she also has the 9, the hermit card. You know, and that's interesting, actually, synchronicity with what I was saying in the beginning of the show about, you know, reading some of those articles about do this, do that, you have to do it. It's like, I just want to pull myself away and go, wait, what's right for me? And that's the hermit. The hermit says, you know what? I just need to listen to myself. And if that means pulling away a little bit, if that means grabbing some real private time, whether it's every day or, you know, I'm literally going to go on a retreat. See, that's how you can see that. It doesn't mean all of a sudden you're in a hermit year and you have to just, like, you know, move away or close all the doors. But see, that's what I'd say is a touchstone also. because you kind of come back and you feel, you know, you're in a situation where you feel like everything's chaotic. And you say, hey, wait a minute, I am in a 9 year, or maybe I'm a 9 person, right? I'm the hermit. And how do I reground myself? The way I reground myself is to quiet the noise. And how do I do that? Do I go in the bathroom, lock the door, and, you know, and take a bath? I mean, or, you know, how do I do that? How do I quiet the noise? Because as the hermit, or being on that position on the wheel, now remember, you know, it changes. But for right now, that's what I need more than anything else. I need that quiet. I need that ability to hear my own voice. I need to be able to shut out some of those distractions. So see how useful that can be. And here again, you know, I know some people, they'll pull a tarot card every day. Great practice, by the way. But, you know, just in a moment, if you know what your life cards are, and if you know what your year cards are, you can be almost anywhere and just go, oh, I just kind of breathe into this for a few minutes. And say, you know what, this is one of my lessons this year, this lifetime. And I'm just going to breathe into that, and I'm going to remember that. And then I'm not going to get defensive. I don't have to be offensive or defensive. Just breathe into whatever that energy is for me. And I also want to reiterate that, you know, we all have these tools or these routines. For some people, they want an angel. They want, or it might be a crystal, or it might be wearing a certain necklace. Or we all have symbols around us that represent something. Remember, first and foremost, though, they're symbols. The magic is always in you and your ability to interpret a situation. Always. But it's wonderful to have the symbols. And it's wonderful to have those that will just remind us of who we are and what we are about. Or maybe simple things like, what is the most important thing I want to do today? Well, maybe it's just, it's a really simple idea. I just want to remember that I'm a mind and not just a body. I just want to be reminded of that all day long. So then it gets rid of some of those like 20 item to-do lists. Now, I'm not saying you don't do those things. You eat breakfast, or you feed the dog, or you walk the dog, or you go to work, or you do those things. But once again, you just take that breath. And using those archetypes, using those life cards, you know, can really be helpful. But if it's not you, you know, you might be going, ah, what is she talking about? Why does she keep droning on and on and on about this? Well, you know, then it's not for you. Just like there are many things that I have studied, and it's very interesting and helpful, but those are not my touchstones. Those are not the things that I'm going to really just go to time and time again. So if this doesn't resonate with you, leave it alone. Walk away from it, because it's a tool. It's a symbol. And if it's not helpful, if it's not a good tool for you, then don't use it. So don't feel compelled to. But once again, thank you for hanging in there. I think it's fun. And like I said, use a piece of paper to make sure you're doing it right. And by the way, if I got that 7 wrong, I apologize for that. But, you know, because here again, I'm on the air and I'm trying to do it really quick. But I think that's what you are. Okay, so now let's spend the last part of the show talking about the cosmic dance and what's going on this week. This is the week of January 29th. And if you read the Power Peak, Mark's Power Peak, which I hope you do, because not only do I have an article in there that, you know, tells you every single day what's going on astrologically, there's lots of other articles too. And, you know, we can always use inspiration, right? We can always, and you're going to find what you need to find. Right? It is no accident. You're going to find what you need to find. So if something resonates with you, go for it. But you might as well go for something that you know is going to be loving. You know, it's curated by Mark Cousin. So, you know, you can always depend on that. But so if you've read The Power Peak, one of the things you know is this is a week that in some ways is very unusual, because almost every single day, nothing is going on with the planets. It's all about the moon. Now, of course, when I say there's nothing going on with the planets, what I'm really talking about is they're not making those what we call major aspects, a trine, a square, a sextile, you know, or an opposition. You know, in most weeks, we just have any number of those. Well, yesterday, we did have Mars and Uranus making a connection. But otherwise, it's pretty darn quiet this week until we get to Friday when Mercury connects with Neptune, and then on Sunday when Mercury moves into Aquarius. So this is one of those weeks, though. But remember, just because we don't have any planetary interactions, it doesn't mean necessarily that it's quiet. In fact, keep that in mind. It's interesting that the Hermit has come up so many times in this conversation and in the chat room, because the moon is actually very, very introspective this week. It's very internal. And, you know, and maybe it's because we're already past the full moon, and so every night it's letting out a little bit of light. We're working towards a new moon. But that's what the energy feels like to me this week. That moon is anything but quiet, but it's very, very introspective. So I want you to think about that too, because, you know, there are times sometimes we're too introspective. So we start obsessing about something, or we start going round and round and round and round. And I think that can really happen, especially, I'd say, on Friday and Saturday, we can start doing that. You know, it's almost like we feel like we just want to withdraw a little bit, or people don't understand us. And those, by the way, are Scorpio moons. And in this case, you know, what happens is we feel misunderstood. It's like, why do people just not see this the way I do? But you know what? I'd say if you feel misunderstood on Friday, Saturday, and even, well, not Sunday, but Thursday, Friday, Saturday, if you feel that, I just want you to, once again, I hope you have a touchstone, like a life card, or going back to something in your life that you just go, this is me. You don't have to believe all this chaos, all these silly rules, and all these things that other people tell you are the way to be. Because I would just expect, really, late Thursday and Friday and part of Saturday, I would just expect there to be times when somebody's going, well, you shouldn't do that, or that's not right, that's just crazy. And it's like, okay, fine, thank you. I'm just going to ride this out. Maybe it's crazy, maybe it's not. But your craziness isn't my craziness, right? So there is this introspective moon that's going on this week. And it's actually, you know, I'd say introspective in several signs, but it's that Scorpio one, which can just kind of get, you know, like I said, it can start obsessing, or it can start going round and round. So I'd also say, if you need that touchstone of a person, then reach out. You know, call a friend, call an advisor, one to listen, but call somebody and just say, hey, oh my God, this is what's going on. Maybe you just need somebody to listen to you, or maybe you just need to talk. Maybe you just need to kind of sort something out, and you want to do it out loud. But once again, it's just a few days, but just be aware that that's going on. So if you're feeling like you want to withdraw a little bit, you want to get out into the country and see the stars, you just want to get away from some of that noise, do it. Because I think that's what it's going to feel like at the end of the week. But what we've got going on with Mercury. Mercury is going to move into Aquarius. Now, remember, Mercury is a very fast-moving planet, so to speak. So it only stays in a sign for about 3 weeks. But I am really excited whenever I talk about Mercury, because Mercury represents, and once again, the planets don't cause anything, but Mercury represents how we think, you know, how we connect those dots. It represents how we communicate with other people. And it is about our own nervous system. Like, how does our brain connect to our leg? You know, what are the messages that are going up and down our nervous system in terms of what's going on in our own bodies? So now we're going from Capricorn. Now, this happens on Sunday, and it's late. It's late Sunday night. What happens is we go from this very grounded, determined, patient kind of energy to, what I say, permission to fly. Aquarius is air. Aquarius is, you know, some of the quickest connections you can make. Now, fire, of course, I guess, is a little quicker than air. But the point is, this is electrical current running through our minds and through our conversations. Aquarius is ruled by Uranus. And remember, Uranus is that energy within us that wakes up and says, hey, wait, this is too restrictive. This is too conforming. I've gotten too set in my ways. there's a habit here. There's, you know, I'm in a rut is often what Uranus always makes us think. I'm in a rut. I need to get out of here. Now, one thing about Uranus is oftentimes if you're talking about Uranus, the planet, or you're talking about Aquarius, the sign, you know, people will say, oh, they think outside the box. But I read in Raven Caldera's book a line and I thought, this is more like it. It's not about thinking outside the box. It's about living in a universe where there are no boxes. You know, do you get that? It's where there are no categories. There are no boxes. Everything is, in a sense, it's just so spontaneous, so impulsive. But on the other hand, that's what happens. Uranus wakes us up to the areas in our lives where we have become too complacent. And when you think about people that are born with Mercury in Aquarius, or, you know, Sun, whatever, but now we're talking Mercury, we're talking about that communication planet, you're often looking at scientists and inventors and certainly people that are movers and shakers. You're talking about Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Edison, Oprah Winfrey, Jules Verne, who was the, you know, the science fiction author, and Martin Luther King Jr., just to name a few of them. But it's almost like you can't even look at that category without coming up with some pretty amazing people in terms of how they've influenced the world. Because Aquarius, it's always ahead of its time. And why is it ahead of its time? Because it just sees things before other people see them. And so when I think of Mercury in, you know, making this transit, which is going to go on through February 22nd, here are some of the things that I think are themes. It's about seeking the truth about our own hangups. You know, looking at those habits or looking at something that we feel like we've been complacent in. And it's not about judging ourselves, but it's about finding a way to just not give that power anymore or changing that. So we might want to look at our ideas and thoughts and beliefs or personal philosophies. You know, which of the ones have become such hard guidelines and rules that we can't get away from them? We don't have any room to move because it's too tight, like an old pair of jeans or something. So this permission to fly, when I say that, I don't want it to just be a catchy slogan. I mean, truly, it's an invitation. You know, and I put in the power peak, even an imperative. You know, it's this directive to kind of move away from those things that have become not helpful rules anymore, not helpful habits. You know, they're holding us back. And when you think about that combination of having Sun and Pluto now in Aquarius, and now Mercury joins them, and of course, other planets are going to start joining them too, like Venus. Well, this is the time. We are waking up, even if we're not quite sure where we want to go. We know that this is not it. We know that this is too tight. It's too restrictive. It's not giving us the freedom that we want. It's not, well, you know, it is like we're waking up and we're shaking off that kind of fogginess, that brain fog. So it's a time to really objectively examine some things in our life about our lifestyles. So Mercury in Aquarius, it is, you know, once again, this is the planet of communication. Now, so if you automatically go, oh my gosh, you know, all of a sudden I've noticed I'm sensitive and it just feels like things are moving quickly or I'm almost restless, I'm agitated. Well, there again, you can kind of look at that. Now, if there really is something going on in your body, pay attention to it. But it could be that it's telling you, yeah, I'm anxious. I'm, you know, I really need to move. I need some other kind of stimulation. Something isn't working for me. Right? Now, it doesn't mean you need to go out there and be part of a revolution. Maybe you do, maybe you're not, you don't. But this Uranus-ruled Aquarius wants to be the awakener, wants to wake you up in your life. And it does want to usually move against old structures and hierarchical foundations. You know, remember, this is, when I picture Aquarius, I always see people standing shoulder to shoulder. Because it's, we're all in this together, but we're all individuals and we're doing things differently. You know, we're doing things different. We're doing it according to our own individual, you know, desires and needs. And Aquarius is the dance with the difference between being independent and belonging to a group. We're constantly going back and forth. I want to belong. I want to be friends. This is associations. But I also want to have my independence. I want to be able to breathe and grow and do things on my own. But this is a time when people are likely to be very unconventional or new ideas are going to come across. You know, there's so much we can talk about. In fact, I do have a number of things I want to say, and we're going to save those for next week. We'll talk more about Aquarius and specifically the Mercury in Aquarius. But because here again, I had a whole list of people and some of their quotes. And, you know, I think people talk their astrology charts. And they probably talk their life cards, too, if we're listening, if we're speaking the same language. But there are so many people, if you listen to what they say, it's like, oh my gosh, there it is. It's their Sun or their Mercury or their Venus or their Mars or whatever. So I am going to just give you one quote today, maybe two. But the person is Wayne Gretzky, who is a famous hockey player. Now, he no longer plays, but of course, you know, he's done it all, broken all the rules. But one of the reasons his name just stays there is because of quotes like this. He says, I skate to where the puck is going to be, not where it's been. And I remember the first time I heard that. And, you know, I knew almost nothing about hockey. But I thought, oh, my gosh, what a futuristic, progressive thing to say. He understands. It's not about being right there where the puck is, where the action is. It's knowing where it's going to be next. That's the difference between the genius or the person who really excels and the person who, you know, is a team player. There's nothing wrong with being one of the people just right there where the puck is. I'm not saying that. But that is Aquarius. Aquarius wants to know where something's going to be in the future, not where it is now. They're always thinking future, future, future. So Wayne Gretzky also said, you know, kind of translating that same thought, he said, a good hockey player plays where the puck is, but a great hockey player plays where the puck is going to be. And see, once again, that's Aquarius. But remember, we're not all Aquarians. We don't all think like Aquarians, but in the next month, we very likely will. You know, we're going to have that thing about looking to the future and always wanting to investigate or look at something new. Like Benjamin Franklin, when I look at his life, I mean, he did so many things, including he designed the lightning rod. He was a person who was like really on the frontier, you know, of understanding electricity. And of course, part of me goes, where did he even get that idea? I mean, why did he want to look at that? You know, what intrigues a person and all of a sudden they're standing on the top of their, you know, home or wherever he's standing and trying to figure out how electricity works. That's Aquarian. That's Mercury in Aquarius going, I'm interested in the future. I'm interested in where the puck is going to be next. So next week, actually, I will talk a little bit more about Mercury in Aquarius, but just about Aquarius in general, because once again, the Sun is there, Pluto is there. It's time to really embrace and fall in love with this radical, eccentric, progressive, stimulating, provocative, friendly energy. Okay? All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me today. I feel like we've only been talking 10 or 15 minutes and it's time to go. So thank you so much for being here. You can always find me on 12listen.com. And as a reminder, please, if you don't see me as available, I try to be available at least for a few hours every day. But if you don't see me as available, just get on to, you know, the 12listen.com system and just message me and say, hey, I want to talk and this is a good date and a good time for me. And I will do my best to make my schedule, you know, go with that. My schedule is somewhat flexible and, you know, I'm just trying to move things around all the time. I'm a Pisces, so I can flex pretty well. So if you'd like to talk, please let me know because I'd love to connect with you. So everybody, thanks for coming into the chat room today and tell the listeners. And thanks to our producer, Jay Varvel. And I hope that you will stay tuned for Empowerment with Kelly Whetstone. I want you to know, last week, I thought her show was so incredible. I mean, in fact, I texted her right after and I said, oh my God, that was just such a fabulous show. Just, you know, the authenticity, the candidness of it, her talking about what she has been going through. And I was totally moved by that show, which is why her show is called Empowerment. You know, it's like, that's what she does. She empowers people. She is the facilitator and the channel of that. So please stay tuned for Empowerment with Kelly Whetstone coming up next. This is CA signing out. You have been listening to Everyday Astrology on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way we listen to the world.